from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's somebody who's not a has-been. Heather, and news.
You guys, what should have been an exciting first day of school turned into a pretty frantic and terrifying situation for two parents in Pontiac. So their child, who takes the bus home from school, didn't get off the bus stop. They were there waiting for him. Whatever, you know, little 8-year-old Johnny getting off the bus. His name wasn't Johnny, but waiting to get off the bus stop, and he didn't get off the bus. The bus let 4 kids off and then, you know, continued on its way.
One of them wasn't their kid.
So the parents went to the school. Mom got there first. Dad wasn't far behind. And when they got there, they're like, where's my son? And the people at the school said, oh, son went home with dad. And she's like, no, dad's right here and he is not with his father. And of course, they're getting upset, right? Like, how do you not know where my kid is? Like, that's your responsibility. When he enters your school building until he gets home, you should always know where he is. And then they weren't able to tell the parents where the transportation, you know, where the buses were located or where the bus garage was. Yeah. They did eventually get a hold of the bus garage. They figured out where their son was. He was safe. He had apparently fallen asleep on the bus.
Oh, the driver, so he was on the bus. He just didn't get off the bus.
Yes, but the driver wasn't aware that he was there to make sure he did get off. A lot of craziness went on. The school actually called the police on the parents because of they were so upset by this, which
I
rightfully
would think
so.
They would be, yeah.
But pretty crazy. Now the parents are calling for the district to tighten up their procedures, they obviously should if they didn't know where one kid was. But thankfully he is safe and is now home. I'm guessing he might not be riding the bus for a while, if that's even an option for mom and dad. It might not be. A home explosion in Washtenaw left one person hospitalized. On Wednesday afternoon, several explosions were heard and a house just went up in flames. The entire home completely engulfed and completely destroyed. And it was a large home. I've seen the photos of what's remaining. It's basically just the structure of the house still standing. A couple in their 80s lived in the home along with their dog. Thankfully, they did all make it out alive. The man had to be taken to the hospital, but he was listed in stable condition. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Security overseas, John, has been improved ahead of the first NFL game in Brazil. So they're obviously going to be hosting the Eagles and the Packers on Friday. And several Eagles players have questioned the security in the city. Apparently, players were advised not to walk on the streets holding cell phones. They were said, stay in your hotel room. Like, don't really go out and do a lot. Just kind of
lock yourself
low.
Inside.
And they're like, well, why are you sending us here
if we can't go
outside. The government there has basically said, you know what, we're going to make sure everybody is safe. We are going to up the police presence, reinforce security during the game, place police officers on the streets, on trains, on subway stations, at the hotel, at tourist attractions. And they also say they're going to carry out a sweep of the stadium before the games.
That was a major concern when those two teams were selected.
Oh, yes.
To go there. A majority of the players, I'm not going to speak for all of them, but I know the ones that I've talked to are not happy that they're opening the season over there.
Especially what's going on over there now. There's you know, massive demonstrations about the government, overthrowing. I mean, it's
unsettled
over there.
Bill Belichick has joined Instagram.
Instaface.
Snapface is what he used, I think. So obviously he's never been known for his love of social media by any means, but he did explain why he decided to join in his very first post.
Is he going to post pictures of him and his 24-year-old girlfriend?
Well, I'm guessing she's probably helping him, right? Like, this is how you set up an account.
Right.
Push this button. Yeah. This is a little heart where you can like other people's video. Like, she's probably walking him through everything.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because
yeah, and he's probably asking, do I have to love it?
Like, why can't I hate it?
Why can't it just, why is it not a thumbs up? Why is it a love it?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. If you've never been on social media, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah. Glad, I think he'll be entertaining. We'll see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.